to worship.
今天我们的servants.
Call 今天
的主题是召唤去召唤来崇拜。
And I'd just like to say a couple of things before we get started.
我想说一两件事在我们开始之前。
And one of those is that I'm preaching from a psalm that is actually in the middle of a number of psalms that would be traditionally read as one piece.
传统来说，这诗篇是整篇来念读的。
And so Psalms 93 to 100 were usually read by the Jewish people in one piece.
诗篇九十三到诗篇一百篇是连续的、连贯性的，在犹太人的习俗里是一连贯性。
So what I'm
念出来。
So what I'm doing is I'm cutting out a piece there.
我现在是截录在从这一段的诗篇里的来讲。
And I'm going to try not to lose focus of the true meaning of that text.
我尽量不要失掉这个重心。
The other thing is, I wanted to start out by talking a little bit about oxymorons.
另外一件事，我现在先开始想说的就是，自相矛盾的词组句。
Yeah. And I realize that that may not translate well into Chinese.
我觉得这比较很难翻译成中文。
But we'll see how that goes.
我们来看一下。
So I've always enjoyed oxymorons. They're kind of fun for me.
我一向都很感兴趣对这个自相矛盾的句子。
It's sort of like a jumbo shrimp.
就好像巨头虾是。
Or even freezer burn.
就是冰箱烧冻伤。
Or white chocolate.
白色的巧克力。
I don't know if you can do this one, but professional wrestling.
专业性的摔跤。
But sometimes I hear a phrase, and it's self-contradictory as well.
有时候我听到一段句子，就是自相矛盾的。
And that is boring worship.
那就是很沉闷的崇拜。
And in various surveys, when people were asked why they don't go to church, they often reply that church is just too boring.
在不同的调查之中呢，人人被问到为什么要去教会呢？他们常常答到说，比较很枯闷。
Now, while I recognize that sometimes a church service can seem dull.
我可以看得到，有时候是在教会里的崇拜是有挺闷的。
Especially to a non-Christian.
特别对一个非基督徒。
I would like to suggest this morning that true worship is anything but boring.
我要重申的说今天告诉你的真正的崇拜并不是那么沉闷的。
The very essence of what worship is does not allow us to be bored.
最关键的本质呢，是关于这个崇拜呢，就是不要允许我们被觉得很闷。
When we come before the majestic God of the universe who has created everything,
当我们来到那个我们的威严宏大的宇宙的创造主，他的
And has done amazing things in our lives.
他创造了一切很多惊人的事物在我们的人生中。
We can't help but break out in adoration.
我们应该 释放我们自己奔前去来赞美他。
So in Psalm 96, we learn that worship should always incorporate at least two elements.
在诗篇 95篇, 我们学会崇拜是应该有常常包含着这以下这两个要点。
Rejoicing and reverence.
就是不断的欢欣跟敬畏。
And perhaps the most important, most importantly, worship must lead to a response.
或许最重要的崇拜应该是有一种回应。
And here's the problem. If we don't respond, then we run the risk of being hardened before God.
这个如果我们不产生回应，恐怕我们就慢慢对他麻木了。
Now, in this psalm, I see four imperatives of worship.
在这个诗篇里，我看见有四个很迫切要遵循的守则。
Now, I don't know if I have them on a PowerPoint. I do. Okay. So here are the four imperatives. The first is exalting his name. The second is extend his kingdom. The third is express his gentleness, greatness. And fourth, expect his coming again.
这个荧幕上放出来的这四点呢，就是赞扬他的圣名。 伸展他的国度, 表扬他的伟大, 跟期待他的来临。
Now, what I'd like to do this morning is just look at two of the four that I listed.
今天早上我只想先提, 首两项的这四点。
And then end with some practical steps.
跟一些, 可以练习的,
The first imperative is to exalt his name.
第一个要点呢，就是要赞扬他的名。
And we see this in verses 1 through the very first part of verse 2.
我们在第一到第二节有提到这一点。
And the psalmist writes, Sing to the Lord a new song.
诗篇里说，你们要向耶和华唱新歌。
Sing to the Lord all the earth.
你们要向耶和华歌唱。
Sing to the Lord, praise his name.
要向耶和华歌唱，称颂他的名，天天传扬他的救恩。
We're called in this passage to sing to the Lord three different times.
我们被提说到这一段经文去唱扬他的名三回。
When something's repeated in triplicate, it's done to get our attention.
要有一些事情呢，来回三番四次的叫我们去做呢，目的就要我们特别的注意。
And very much like in Isaiah. Chapter 6, we read holy, holy, holy as he describes God.
就好像以赛亚在第六章说圣哉圣哉圣哉 他来赞扬神的时候。
Notice that we are to sing a new song to the Lord.
注意我们要唱一首新的歌给我们的主。
Now this word can mean something that is brand new, and it can also mean delightful, precious, and exquisite.
这个意思可以理解是一种一个崭新的东西，也可以解释作很愉快、很珍贵、很精美的东西。
Now, while I like to sing songs that I know, I really like it when our praise team teaches us a new one as well.
我喜欢唱那些歌我已经知道了，可我也更喜欢我们的赞美诗班教我们每天唱一些新的歌。
You see, new hymns and new praise songs are essential to meet the ever-varying manifestations of God and His multifaceted character.
新的诗歌呢的关键是可以来表达这个神的多面的万变的那种对人类的一种宣告。
The expression new song occurs several times in the book of Psalms.
这个词儿新歌在诗篇里好几次的出现。
And it points to like a fresh outburst of rejoicing and reverence which are important to God and helpful to us.
这一点呢，可以释放我们的内心的欢欣跟那种尊敬对我们的神，这两点是非常的有帮助的。
I used to have a pastor friend, who would tell me sometimes if something new happened in his life and he wanted to share it with me, he would say to me, "I've got some fresh bread today."
我的朋友有时候是牧师，也是牧师，他就说他会告诉我，今天我有点很新鲜的面包跟你分享。And
what he was saying was, I've received something new from the Lord.
他的意思说我主给了一些新的粮食。But
I wonder sometimes if we're still not kind of reading the old news or experiencing the old bread.
有时候我在想，我们常常是看那些旧的新闻或者旧的面包。
It's kind of like we're living on what the Lord has done for us in the past.
就好像主在给我们做的一切都是属于过去的。
You know, it's been so long since we've experienced anything fresh with the Lord that we're just living on the fumes of what we used to have in our relationship with Christ.
我们主给我们做的一切呢，好像已经是很久了，好像我们在只是在喜欢在他的那种这个温暖的火焰上面就存在着。
Martin Luther said this, Christ is now as fresh to me as if he had shed his blood but this very hour.
马丁路德曾经说过，基督现在对我来说那种新鲜的感觉，就好像他刚刚在这个小时为我流了血。
When we walk with him daily and experience new ways of encountering him, we can't help but break out into joyful praise and new songs.
当我们每天跟主在一起，感受每一天的跟他的体验的话，那种感觉呢，我们就没法忍得住不把这个高兴的赞美跟新的歌唱出来。
I would just like to try something different this morning.
我想试一些新的。
And this might be a little bit dangerous. Depending on how tired you are. But I'm going to ask you to close your eyes for a moment. And just listen to the scriptures, Revelation chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. And we'll read them in English and then Chinese.
我们现在要念启示录第十四章第一到第三节。John
writes, Then I looked, and there before me was the Lamb, standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, who had his name and his father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a sound from heaven, like the roar of rushing waters, and like a loud peal of thunder. The sound I heard was like that of harpsists playing their harps. And they sang a new song before the throne.
我又观看，见羔羊站在锡安山，同他又有144000人，都有他的名和他的父的名写在额上。我听见从天上有声音，像众水的声音和大雷的声音，并且我所听见的好像弹琴的所弹的琴声。 他们在宝座前，并在四活物和众长老前唱歌，恍惚是新歌。除了从这地上买来的那144000人以外，没有人能够学这歌。And
so, brothers and sisters,
说弟兄姐妹们,
we are to sing to the Lord a new song.
我们要向我们的主唱一首新歌。
In the last part of Psalm 96, verse 1, it says, all the earth is to break out into song.
在诗篇96篇第一节, 全地都要向耶和华歌唱, 这意思就是说, 我们要释放我们对主的一种情怀, 歌唱一种新歌,
exalting God for who He is and what He has done.
赞扬主跟他是谁，跟他所做一切的作为。
Now this singing wasn't limited to just Israel, but is intended for the whole earth.
这个唱诵并不是局限在以色列，而是。 为了整个地球，全地。
And that leads us to our second point, which is extend His kingdom.
这个呢，就带着我们进入第二点，怎么样伸展他的国度。
We find this imperative in verses 2 and 3.
我们看见这个第二个给我们的。 托付的事情呢，就是要怎么样伸展他的国度。
And there the psalmist writes, proclaim his salvation day after day, declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples.
诗篇96章第2到第3节那个作者写的。 要向耶和华歌唱，称颂他的名，天天传扬他的救恩，在列邦中述说他的荣耀，在万民中述说他的奇事。You
see the progression? We praise the Lord because of new things that He does in us, and now we can't hold them in. We have to tell others about that.
你看见这一点，就是我们听。 听见看见的了，我们就也得把他这个国度去传扬给别的民族。Okay,
and so we're told, we're told to extend His kingdom.
我们被指示要去把他的国度伸展。We're
told to proclaim His salvation.
我们这。 这诗篇告诉我们，我们要宣扬他的救恩。We're
also told when to do it, day after day.
我们也知道应该是每天去做。And
we're told where to do it, amongst the nations.
往哪里去做这件事情，在万邦之中。
Our message is the gospel.
我们的信息就是福音。Our
method is to share the good news daily.
我们的方法就把这个福音, 跟别人分享每天。
And our mandate is to take it to all peoples.
我们信徒的托付就要把这个福音带到万民之中。
The only message that we really have today is that Jesus saves.
唯一的信息我们真正今天有的就是耶稣是来拯救。
Our friends and family members need to hear from us what salvation is all about.
我们的家人朋友都要应该听到这个救恩的消息。
Aren't you thankful that Jesus has provided a way out for you?
你是不是应该很感谢耶稣给我们一条好的出路？
Instead of being trapped in sin,
与其在罪里边被罪捆绑，
Jesus gave his very life in order to rescue you from certain destruction.
他把他自己唯一的生命拿出来，来拯救我们被灭亡。
When you fall in love with the Lord Jesus, which is one of the benefits of corporate worship,
当你爱上主耶稣基督，就是这个集体的崇拜的其中一个福利。
I think the natural thing is to do to tell others, tell everyone about this.
就是把这件事告诉所有的人。
When you are full of His presence in your life, you can't help but share the good news.
当他的存在充满在你的人生之中，你就没办法不把这个好消息告诉别人说。
You know, for me personally, it's a challenge to speak boldly to others about Jesus.
对我个人来说的挑战呢，就是放胆去对其他人去说耶稣的救恩。
Because I know that many oppose him.
因为我知道很多人是反对他的。
But our mandate as believers is to make sure this gospel message is not just shared with people we know, but that it goes out to the nations and all peoples.
我们做信徒的托付呢，是确保这个信息福音是不只是跟我们所知道相识的人分享，而是把这个福音去传到去万民跟万邦之中。
In short, we're called to become world Christians.
简单来说，我们就被应该是成为世界的基督徒。
Christians who focus and pray for world evangelism.
世界的基督徒是应该聚焦在全球的宣教工作上，并且每天为这件事祷告。
Just as the nation of Israel was called to think beyond its borders, so the same is true for us.
就好像以色列的国民被提醒去怎么样去跨越自己的国界。
We need to think beyond our ethnocentric parameters to see an entire world in need of Christ.
我们所思想的应该去跨越那些以自我种族为中心的一种参数来看这个世界是多么的需要耶稣的。
This is what Jesus told us in Matthew 28, verse 19.
这就是耶稣在马太福音28:19所告诉我们的。
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations.
你们去做万民的使徒。
So I'm so glad that our church takes this mandate seriously.
我很高兴我们的教会对这个托付是很认真的处理。
We support missionaries that work all over the world.
我们支持宣教士来自世界各地。
We help support missionaries in countries like Nepal.
我们帮那些传教士在尼泊尔的。
In China.
在中国的。
In Germany.
在德国的。
And now we're looking towards Indonesia.
现在我们又往印尼方面发展。
For me, that makes me feel good.
对我来说是感到很兴奋的。
Because we as a church have taken the command to go and make disciples seriously.
这个是因为我们一个教会来说，把这个使命看得是很认真的。
I would just like to end with a few action steps for us.
我最后来想总结，就用几个行动的步骤。
And one of them is this. I would encourage all of us to read a psalm every day.
第一点呢，就是每一天去读诗篇一节。
And if you read a psalm every day, you'll certainly get through it in 1 year.
要你每天读一篇诗篇呢，一年你一定会念完的。
Matter of fact, some people add one psalm a day to their regular scripture reading.
事实上有很多人呢，每天呢读经的时候还特别加一篇诗篇来念。
Secondly, to help enrich ourselves, I would encourage us to listen to worship music.
第二点呢，我们去鼓励我们这那个崇拜的士气呢，就每天去听音乐。
Because remember, we have been called to worship.
记得我们是被召唤去崇拜。
I know that when I drive to Silver Spring every morning, I have at least 45 minutes that I can put on a Christian radio station or listen to some Christian music and be enriched on the way down to work.
我每天开车来这个银泉的教会的时候，有四五分钟的车程，我都喜欢开到这个基督歌的电台上。
And I see other people, they're racing around me, getting and cutting me off. You know how it is to drive on the highways here. People are angry behind the wheel. I'm listening and enjoying my ride.
我开车来的时候呢，那些汽车左插右插的，然后就峰回路转的，我很享受那个车那段开车的路程。
So take the time to enrich yourself on the way to work.
就抽时间去想去充满你自己的那个做基督的那种心情。
And third, pray for neighbors. Some people like to choose 5 neighbors in their neighborhood that maybe they know or do not know and spend 5 minutes a day praying for each neighbor.
为你的邻居祷告。有的人呢会挑五个邻居用五分钟，然后每个礼拜五天去为这个邻居祷告。
Pray specifically that as the Lord does something new in your life, you can share that new song with them.
这个祷告的内容呢，就是你有什么新的感受，然后在你身上发生的，然后为这些事情在他希望这些好的事情能可以也传到他们的身上。
And the fourth and final thing would be to pray for our missionaries on a regular basis.
第四跟第五最后呢，就是为我们的宣教徒而祷告，是以长期性的。
If you need a list of our missionaries, please contact Ada, Ada O'Donnell. O'Donnell, and she would gladly give you a list of them so we can keep up to date.
如果你需要这个宣教士的名单, 你可以跟我们的Ada O'Donnell姐妹联络。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'd like to ask Maria to come up and lead us in our next hymn.